Our college years are ones of discovery and a reflection of ourselves, and for many, it's one of the greatest challenges as we transition into working adults. In these audio confessions, you will hear two stories that share heartwarming memories, moments of peril, and transformative experiences. Stories that shape identities and redefine relationships. Welcome to College Confessions. Though most students are advised to focus on school and not take jobs during college, many don't have that luxury. Here are two stories that cover the challenge and chaos of working a job during school, the crazy things that can happen at these jobs, and how all of it affects the student.
I started working this job the summer I left before college, and I was 18, I just graduated, and I needed a job. My buddy's grandparents owned this motel, and they were offering to pay me in cash, $10 an hour. And at the time that sounded great. And so I took it as just a summer job to make a little bit of extra money to go to college. Most of the people that were there were probably what most would consider the rock bottom, and all for different reasons. There was the majority of the tenants there were heavy drug users, and unfortunately, and it's actually really sad, a lot of the people there probably needed some mental health help and probably shouldn't have been living on their own. But because of that, there was a lot of interesting stories. I can tell you the worst day that I worked there was I had to go clean out a room that a resident had been evicted from. And that happened all the time because people wouldn't pay their rent. And my day started off with, I think the room had been cleared out of all the trash and stuff like that. So it was just down to like its bare bones, like the furniture and bedding and stuff like that. But the room was still filthy. The resident, I came into work at 9 o'clock in the morning. My first task of the day for the first probably 6 hours of work was I had to clean the walls to paint them, and the resident before was a heavy smoker, so I spent about 6 hours just with a bucket of water and a sponge scrubbing away cigarette water off the walls, and I mean everything was stained yellow. That was pretty gross. Also, what particularly made that room so bad was because the resident that had lived there before, when he had got evicted, and this sounds made up, but this is the absolute truth, that he found out he had gotten evicted, and his payback for getting evicted was to take a crap in a pot and set it on one of those burner rages and turn it all the way up to high heat, put his key in the door as he leaves, and broke the key in the door so nobody could get in. I cleaned that room, I think, 4 months after that incident happened, and I had to walk into that room with a mask. The smell was so bad. That was the start of my day that day. And after I finally got that room cleaned to a somewhat standard, I had to go to another resident's room to fix something. And when I walked into the room, this is people that are still living in the motel. They haven't moved out or anything like that. And their floors were so covered with trash that, I kid you not, my leg was probably a foot deep in trash anywhere I stepped in that room. And I was in a very bad mood that day because that was not the funnest day on the job. And the tenant had the nerves to ask me to do something about this bug problem they had. And by the bug problem they had, it was obviously like cockroaches and stuff like that, but they had maggots all over their floor from the trash that they had just thrown on the ground. And I had to have a conversation with them about how if they wanted their bug problem gone, then they clean up their own mess, otherwise they'd be evicted. And I was 18 years old telling grown adults to pick up their trash. So that day sticks with me. I guess one of the biggest takeaways is it kind of showed me that there is, as great of a country we live in, there's still a mental health crisis, and there's a lot of people that need help and can't afford to get help. And that's very, very saddening, but it was something that I had to see to acknowledge that this is an issue, and it's very sad.
No one really strives to be a Dunkin' worker. Like, no one grows up thinking, can't wait to be a Dunkin' worker. I worked at Dunkin' for about 2 months. I really just wanted a job. I knew that my schedule was going to be really busy, and I assumed that it would be kind of flexible to work with, and I felt like I just really needed a job. I feel like all my friends had stuff, and I felt kind of like, not necessarily left out, but I don't know. I just did not like not having money and just kind of not doing anything. I need something with my time. One day, it was just a really bad day in general because I was really stressed from school and just overwhelmed about the amount of things of schoolwork that I had to do. And then just, I think the previous night, I think I like just also did not get nearly as much sleep as I should have. And I think that definitely affected my work ethic. And then when I know that I'm stressed or I feel like I'm doing a bad job, it somehow impacts the way that I'm working and makes it worse off than what it probably is, like, on an outside perspective, so that didn't help. But there was one day that literally I walked into the store. I forgot my apron. You cannot, like, don't forget your apron. Don't do that. I had my hat, but I think I thought I forgot a hair tie, but then I found a hair tie. And I was already just in a rush, and, like, I'm very good at time management in the sense of being on time, so, like, that was okay. I was clocked in on time and everything, but just forgetting, realizing that I forgot my apron, I was like, oh, my word. I'm literally gonna get in trouble. And then just that, like, it was just not a really good day starting off. And then because I also just did not get a lot of sleep, and it was just such a bad day altogether. Like, that was just, like, kind of the cherry on top with this adding to the stress and anxiety. And then I remember, like, literally, like, trying to make orders and just messing everything up. And it was, like, a lot of very basic, the beginners of, like, what you, like, learn and everything. And I just, like, kept forgetting where everything was in the store. And this was when I was at the Walmart location, so it's not a very big store at all. So that, like, just didn't help at all. And it was just not that great. And I remember, like, because I was so stressed and overwhelmed, I, like, tend to just kind of, like, cry a little bit, which I like, just started crying, giving the orders to the customers and being like, here you go, like, have a nice day, as a tear is, like, dropping down my face. And they obviously know I'm not okay, and they're just like, this girl's crying at work. And then, like, my coworker had noticed that I was very nervous and just, like, just not having a great time. And he was very nice about it, and he just asked, like, do you need, like, step out? I was like, no, I'm fine, just trying to, like, appease the situation, and it just didn't help. And then literally, I think I just, like, went into the freezer and just cried for, like, maybe 5 minutes, and then I was good. My boss had, like, asked me about it. She was like, hey, like, are you crying, like, on the job? And I think it was more of concern, but she was like, you know, you're crying a lot, you can't be here. And I'm just like, it was like one day. Yeah, no, that was a terrible, terrible day. Drinks were constantly getting messed up due to my own mistakes, and it wasn't even anything, like, complicated. And then just the customers seeing me in that state, they probably just thought, wow, that girl's not okay. But, you know, I don't know, I think people just kind of want their coffee and just wanted their donuts, and I was just like, okay, here you go. But it's not something that I would ever necessarily go back to unless I, like, had to. I don't still work there. It was awful. 10 out of 10 would not recommend. Like, ever. Just don't. Like, save yourself.
College Confessions is produced by Alex Lee, Arch Pingle, and Richard Powers. Today's episode was hosted by Dominic Thomas. Our first story, Summer Job, was produced by June Ogden, with additional sounds and music from Epidemic Sound. A Hotter Mess Than Spilt Coffee was produced by Kelly Tanner. Make sure to catch our future confessions. Subscribe, rate, and review whenever you get the podcast. Like and follow us on Instagram at GASouthernFilm.